Joining us right now from the West Branch Post of the Michigan State Police, Lieutenant Michael Brown. Mike, how are you?
Good morning, Kevin. Great to be here.
Glad to have you on. Well, you know, originally you were supposed to be here.
Right.
We were going to be talking about the big open house taking place on Saturday, but unfortunately that was canceled, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. But first, let's talk about the open houses, because there's a brand new police post there in West Branch.
Brand new post, 12,744 square feet of it.
Nice.
We're very happy to be there. We took occupancy July 12th, purpose designed and conducive to modern police practices. We took a lot of input from the troopers and from the sergeants at the post to make sure they had a facility they could work well out of. And we're certainly proud of the facility. We're proud of the post. And we would like to have the opportunity to show it off to the public. Maybe the third time will be the charm.
I hope so, too. Is it a much bigger post? I know when we had the news stories running on that, that it doubled or tripled in size?
Right. The former West Branch post there on Houghton Avenue, it was constructed in 1938. It was about 1,400 square feet of usable office space, and it was originally designed for five men. And obviously with 12,744 square feet, we've made a bit of an upgrade. There's a fully equipped gym facility, locker rooms, interview rooms, everything a modern police officer would need.
No kidding. Wow. Yeah, you mentioned that the troopers had a say in what they'd like to see there. Were there anything that they went and you went, wow, we can't do that?
Actually, the big thing they wanted was a water bottle filling station, and we were able to accommodate that.
Okay.
The weight training and gym equipment was something that they wanted, and obviously we have a physical readiness test coming up on October 5th for us, as a matter of fact. So that was a necessity. You know, I don't want to say it's a Cadillac post, but we certainly got most of our want-to-haves with the building, because it's anticipated that it's going to be there hopefully well after I retire. The last post was there for nearly 90 years.
90 years. I was just going to ask you that question, too. Now, in terms of, like you said, the exercise equipment, do they spend, troopers spend a long time at the post?
Well, the troopers are out on the road pushing the blue cars
most
around.
Most of the time, yeah.
But at the beginning or ending of their shift, all throughout the day, it's not uncommon to see a few of them in the gym. Trying to stay physically fit. It's a grueling job, physically and mentally, so they do what they can to stay sharp.
All right. The other thing we want to talk about a little bit here in this first segment, recruiting. Is there an issue right now? I know, you know, we see help wanted signs everywhere. Is it the same with the Michigan State Police?
It's the same with law enforcement all over the United States, and Michigan and the Michigan State Police is no different. You know, when I applied to MSP, I think there were some 3,000-4,000 people that wanted my job. I was lucky enough and fortunate enough to get in. Now we have to recruit a bit harder. We will put people where they want to go.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if somebody from the Tawas or West Branch, South Branch, Oscoda area wanted to come back to this area, we will put them at our post. Starting pay is about $50,000 right out of the gate. We pay to go to the academy. By the end of the first year, you're pushing 60. Within a few years, I think it's 4 years, 5 years, you're close to 65,000. And then obviously the pay goes up from there, and that doesn't include overtime. 13 paid holidays a year, 13 sick days a year. They have a pension plan and a matched 401k. But yeah, Trooper Shane Noble, our community service trooper, is our post recruiter. If anybody out there is listening and they'd like to change their community and change their career, maybe change their life, give them a call. We would be happy to put you in a car, do a ride along with one of our troops.
Oh, that would be kind of fun to do. Awesome.
You're welcome anytime as well, Kevin.
Yeah, I might have aged out by now to become a state trooper. But it sounds like quite a challenging career for sure.
It is.
Indeed. How long have you been doing it?
I've been in law enforcement for about 20 years. I graduated from Ferris State with my CJ degree. I've been in the Michigan State Police for just over 17 years.
And joining us once again from the West Branch Post of the Michigan State Police, Lieutenant Michael Brown. And Mike, as we said in the first segment, you were supposed to be here to talk about the big open house, but you know, you're putting it to the side of caution here on this, aren't you?
Absolutely. Like I said earlier, you know, maybe the third time will be the charm post-pandemic.
Yeah.
But I need to keep my people healthy. I need to keep the community healthy. And having a large open house with people in close quarters, regardless of the hand sanitizer and the mask mandate that state buildings have, it just wasn't prudent at this point. So it's a hit in the gut.
I was going to say, it had to be a tough decision. I mean, you know, how long was the new post in the making? What, a couple of years from the, you know, right, the drawing board to the finish?
Right. And yeah, we want to show it off.
Exactly. But you know what? This pandemic has done that to a lot of people. And I know we thought we were over the hump on this, but now with the Delta variant out there, I know you got to just, and you do have to look out for the troopers. There's no doubt about that.
Right. They, you know, I need the troopers out there to push those blue cars around.
Yeah.
And I can't have them getting sick. We've got continuity of operations plans like any other organization. I just don't want to have to implement them. So it was the best decision. It was the safest decision. It was an unfortunate decision, yeah, but that's the hand we're dealt.
All right. So I heard you say just as we were, you're looking at hopefully in the spring. I know that's fluid, I'm sure.
Right. Hopefully in the spring. I guess I would ask people to stay tuned for that. Keep an eye on our mobile app. Keep an eye on WKJC, and we'll push that out to the public.
Indeed. Well, we're talking about the West Branch Post, but let's talk a little bit about East Taos. You were saying before we went on the air, was decommissioned the word for that?
You know, decommissioned is maybe a strong word. In 2011, the state had a massive reorganization of the Michigan State Police. We started to get away from the brick and mortar buildings. We were in a bit of a budget crunch.
Okay.
And East Taos as a post was closed to the public. It remained a detachment, meaning troopers still work out of there. They do their reports there. We still have a few troopers that change their clothes there. They can conduct interviews there, but the building was built in 1936, and you know, at the West Branch Post, we can't send people more than 50 yards out the back door of that building without them getting their feet wet. So much like the West Branch Post, the East Taos Detachment is a tired building. It's a proud building. I've served out of there myself. But looking at the stats and the measures and the metrics, the time has since come that we're analyzing and exploring and actually along in the process of relocating that facility.
Okay. Any idea where? Can you say that? Is this a top secret state kind of thing? Or?
No, it's not top secret. MSP, you know, we pride ourselves on transparency, and I'd like to tell the troops that I've got an open door and an open phone policy. So if anybody that's listening has a concern about it, give the post a call. I'd be happy to talk to them.
Yeah.
We are looking towards a location on the west side of Iosco County, and the reason being is the MSP, our post alone, takes fully 25% of our calls for service dispatched by Iosco County Dispatch in Plainfield Township. And we take another 12% in Grant Township, specifically in the Sand Lake area. So that's about 37% of our call for service load is in a very small area on the far northwestern portion of our county. So that's where we're looking to relocate. I would like people to understand that there will be no reduction in service. We will still have troopers assigned here as we always have. They'll still see those blue cars pushing around. And I'm working closely with Chief Klosowski Lorenz and Chief Anthony, the sheriff here in Iosco County, Sheriff Frank, to make sure that, you know, if the troops need a place to utilize the facilities, such as the interview room, et cetera, we've got a very close working relationship with our local partner agencies. So they've opened their doors to us, and we're thankful to have that relationship with them.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you in the spring, and, of course, keeping up with you up until then, for sure. But if people do want more information, are you guys a presence on, like, Facebook and that, or how would they learn more about what's happening over there at the West Branch Post?
Right. MSP has a pretty sizable social media presence, but locally we have what's called the MSP mobile app. You can get it on the Android or the iPhone platform. It's free of charge. You know, if you sign up for it, you don't have to put your name or anything like that. You don't have to put your email in. You can go to any of our posts around the state, and you click the star, and we push out press releases. We push out things. You know, there's a lot of scammers out there, especially they prey on our elderly population. We push that information out, and that's how they can keep tabs on us. We also have a very active community service trooper. You've seen him doing the dunk tank, the Toys for Tots, the Coat for Kids.
No doubt.
Trooper Shane Noble, he's an asset to our post in the community. But, yeah, we've got a lot going on, and that's one way that they can keep in touch with us.
Very good. Lieutenant Michael Brown from the West Branch Post of the Michigan State Police. It's been a pleasure, my friend, and we'll look forward to talking to you again, and we'll look forward to seeing you hopefully in the spring for that big open house.
Absolutely, Kevin. Thanks for having me today.